Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, my precious brothers and sisters. We are continuing exploring, considering, discussing the topic of the challenge of reaching the unreached people group, which are those groups that don't have viable churches among them. But let me mention to you great news. First, we are living in a very exciting times. Christianity is spreading all over the world as never before in history. Hallelujah. In 180 AD, for each one Christian, there were 360 unbelievers. Right now, one of every eight people is a Christian. So this is great news. God has been using pastors and churches and mission organizations in America and many parts of the world to reach the unreached people groups. However, the tragic reality is a huge number of people are still unreached with the gospel. Most of these people are Muslims, Hindu, and Buddhist. Please, if you haven't heard the previous few programs, access them on our website and hear them. Because I want to continue now this topic with new information. A few years ago, about 99.7% of missional activities and financial support are directed towards where the church is already present. The vast majority of Christian resources in America are directed to places where the church already exists. Only 0.3% of resources are allocated where the church does not exist. That's why I told you a huge number of people are still unreached with the gospel. Most of them Muslims. Most of the missionaries, a tragedy, go to places that have many churches. But the great need is to go to places where there is no indigenous churches among them. Because the gospel, again, easily spread within a community where relevant churches do exist, but does not normally jump across cultural boundaries between people. So again, extending the gospel beyond these cultural barriers requires intentional cross-cultural mission work. Reaching Muslims is a perfect example. Very few missionaries are working among Muslims. Very few resources are invested to share Jesus effectively with Muslims. Okay, let me give you a little bit information. Of course, it is difficult to reach the unreached people groups. One of the reasons is lack of knowledge. Christians don't know even much about these people groups. Churches don't know these unreached people groups. Some groups like the Bedouin tribes in the Middle East are settled far from urban centers. There are many reasons that is stopping the church in America to reach the unreached people groups. You know, funny, one of the reasons is there is the assumption that someone else will do it. Well, let me tell you, even though this is my goal, But without the help of American Christians, I'm not going to be able to do much. Okay? But let me give you an example of a wonderful Christian American that helped me to reach so many unreached people groups in Ethiopia. Well, the story starts by a few years ago, a Lutheran pastor in a church close to us asked me to help him evangelize a Farsi-speaking family from Iran that they don't understand English. So thank God, our book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, in 15 languages now, available in Farsi. So I drove to his church. I gave him my book in Farsi. He gave it to this Iranian family, and all of them came to Christ, the mother and her two college-age sons. And three of them, they were baptized in Salem Lutheran Church in Orange. So one thing led to another. One of the members in the church introduced me to the Lutheran leaders in Ethiopia. And I was invited to speak to 500 pastors in Ethiopia. Most of them are Lutheran, but many others from Baptist, Presbyterian, non-denominational. So I spoke, I was the main speaker in a mission conference for 3 days in Ethiopia. Something that, of course, I have been dreaming and praying for. Now, after I spoke and they translated our book to two Ethiopian languages, I have here in my hand a testimony. Actually, you can read it on our website. I received an email from one of the Lutheran leaders, received the email from Pastor Abati Shibro. He's one of the Lutheran pastors in Ethiopia that attended my training. He is the head of the gospel department of a synod and a servant of the Lord. Of course, born again, evangelical. Dear Sammy, since you came to Ethiopia and gave powerful training to many leaders and ministers, the stewardship of the gospel has ignited in the hearts of many. You inspired and revived the gospel messengers for the Great Commission. You touched the heart of many servants, and many have decided to preach the gospel to Muslims. Many souls are coming to Jesus. Glory to God. And we are planting churches. For example, in my synod, we sent many missionaries to Muslim communities. I sent you show the hut made of reeds in the church where our people who converted from the Muslim religion worship. Your service and the prayers have brought a great revival in Ethiopia. We are planting the churches. Wow. I am giving you a small example of what God can do through you and me. And maybe you tell me, Sammy, I am working full time. I am weak. I don't know like you do. Let me encourage you by my story. When I left my legal career as a lawyer in Egypt and came to America, I started pumping gas in a gas station. I saw a sign, Jesus Lives, in a car. And that sign led me to Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa. And God started guiding me, enabling me every day to walk with him and to be used by him. Never entered my imagination that God is going to use me to motivate and equip 500 pastors in Ethiopia to reach unreached Muslim people groups in Ethiopia. My friend, I was not a perfect, but every time I sinned, I repent. And I asked God to forgive me and cleanse me. And I walked by faith. I was not perfect, but I obeyed God in the best way I know how. I wake up in the morning and I tell God, I love you. Help me to walk with you and to be used by you. If God can use me, God can use you. To be continued, next program.
I have a coworker who's Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. Mm-hmm. And he's written a book titled titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. I would love to come to your church to further motivate your fellowship to love all people, including Muslims, and share Jesus effectively with them. You can call me, 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.